You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was a documentary that we watched, I don't know, it was a couple of years ago, called Free Solo. It's about this guy who just would climb the, you know, these rock. Yeah, right?
It was on Disney Plus, yeah.
Okay, freaky, right?
Very freaky.
I want you to take that and multiply it by three.
Uh-oh.
This new one called The Alpinist, which is about alpine mountain climbing. And there's a Canadian dude, only 23, 24 years old. And we watched the documentary about this guy and what he's doing. And it got to the point you see him climbing up these sheer rock faces, not only rock, but ice. And I had to get up and I had to walk around the room because I was so nervous for him and tense that I can't wrap my brain around how human beings are able to do that. And plenty of the footage was both he and his girlfriend, and she's doing the same thing. So the two of them are climbing up the sides of a mountain. And if you don't know what this means, there's no ropes.
Yeah, they just go.
They just
it.
Take their hands and their feet, and sometimes they'll take like a little pickaxe.
Yeah.
But they're not screwing in pitons and putting ropes. They're just hanging onto the edge of a sheer cliff face and climbing up. And it was a really fascinating documentary, and I recommend it if you like that whole edge of your seat kind of like
intense. Where was it? What's it called? You know you're going to get
it's
the
called
email.
The Alpinist, okay. And that's Alpinist, The Alpinist. It's on Netflix. Okay. So it's easy for people to get, but man, it'll freak you out.
Oh, I can't even, man.
And I told myself that a couple of times. I was like, why am I doing this to myself?
I don't even like looking over the side, like if I'm on the second level at the mall looking over. I'm like, oof.
Yeah. Well, this will blow you away. So,
all right, man.
Anyway, so that's my recommendation from this weekend.
Nice.
What'd you do this weekend?
We had a super fun, super busy weekend. It was the holiday hell weekend for us. It was just jam-packed. From the moment I left the station on Friday to last night, basketball games. We had to try to get all of our wrapping done this weekend. Saturday night was a blast. We had a real fun Christmas party that we went to that was catered and a ton of drinks, and all the girls did a big gift exchange and music and
girls?
Dancing. Because it's a girl thing. All the guys... In the past, the guys have done the bottle exchange where we each bring a bottle of something, and it's kind of you put them all in the middle of the table in a bag, and then you pick, and you don't know what you're going to get, if it's going to be crappy or good, and we just didn't do that this year. This year, we just brought a bottle for everybody to enjoy.
This year, you exchange COVID?
Right. No, we're all vaxxed. We were pretty safe, and it's a good group of people that are highly intelligent, and we're all being safe, so... really, really fun night. And then the next day, all the girls met back up for a cookie exchange. And you should see the amount of cookies that we have in our kitchen right now.
What's your favorite
Absolutely
one?
Absolutely insane. I don't want to play favorites here, but Knick Knack worked her butt off and made like 40 dozen or whatever of these chocolate. They're almost brownie-like. And they just kind of break apart, and they're covered in powdered sugar. And, oh, buddy, I mean, you can't just eat one. I've been eating so many of those things and so many cookies. We're trying to figure out, you know, if we can start handing them out to the neighbors. There's nobody here at the office right now. I can't bring a tray in because there's nobody here.
My stepdaughter made some cookies for her boyfriend, and the way you're describing it sounds just like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a... fudgy chocolate thing and then powdered sugar on
top. Easily one of the best things Nicole has ever made. And, you know,
those were delicious. If it's the same thing, I understand what you're saying.
So, so good. So there was that. And then just a bunch of other stuff yesterday. But I guess the big thing that I'm going to try to get into the doctor today, because I think I've complained to you over the past month or so about my knee and I can't bend it. And I can't go down on my knee, and it's the same leg that I twisted my ankle really bad. And I'm thinking I might have a blood clot.
Oh,
so I've It's bad. It's really
is
bad.
Is this from your going down on the front
No, and it's been like that before that, but now it's getting so bad. Like, we were trying to wrap presents, and I had to, like, lay on the floor on my side to try to wrap because I couldn't bend. And I've been researching this deep vein thrombosis, DVT, as they call it on the street.
Okay.
And I think I might have it. And the kicker last night is we were sitting on the couch watching football, believe it or not, and a commercial came on for DVT, and it started describing all the symptoms, and the guy's sitting there, and he couldn't stand up, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's me. And so thanks to this commercial, Nick Nack is calling this morning. She's like, I'm getting you in.
The deep wife, vein thrombosis.
It's a blood clot that you can get on the back of your knee, and I have every one of the symptoms.
What did you do to get it? You don't know?
Don't know. Don't know, and I guess you can just develop it, so.
Duh. Would they, like, amputate or something?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what they do for this. I'm kind of freaking out. I know it's probably going to involve, like, an X-ray and an MRI, and do they give you a shot, like, right into the clot if you do it, or do you go on blood thinners? Or
you know, doctors will tell you that people doing their own diagnosis on WebMD and stuff is often not even close to what it really is. But all it does is it scares the hell out of people.
It's
like, oh my God, this is what I've got.
And I'm already prepared to tell the doctor today. I'm like, listen, I know you're going to hate this, but I was on WebMD.
Mm-hmm.
And, I saw a commercial during the football game.
The doctor will just roll his or her eyes and say, all right, we'll check it out ourselves.
Let's see. So anyway, I'll keep you updated.
we'll check it out ourselves, Dr. Padgett, okay?